That is the sound of the Columbus Day Parade in Chicago today. And Ron, you were marching in that parade. I'm assuming you were right up front, right?
Well, a little more than marching, Lise. We put the whole thing together with the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and it was an unbelievable historic day.
This is Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, but I know him. I know him from the many entertainment aspects that he covers, not only when it comes to theaters, but different festivals. And thank you for jumping on with us. I know last year the big deal was to get the Columbus Day statue in the parade, and the mayor, she kiboshed that, and it never happened. Where is the statue right now, Ron?
Well, first of all, she really didn't kibosh it. We did it ourselves. We decided at the last moment that it was could have been a safety issue and just decided to. I mean, sure, she flipped her lid over it, but at the end of the day, it was our decision. And the statue, we gave it because I had it for the day, actually Columbus Day. I actually had the statue. But I gave it back to her because she said, you know, you can keep it, but you can't put it up anywhere in Chicago. Which I didn't want to agree with. So I give it back, and our litigation continues, and we go to court at the end of the month, and we'll see what happens.
Somebody just sent a text, and they said, Illinois currently recognizes Indigenous Peoples Day as the last Monday in September after passing legislation designated the day in 2017. Why is today called the same? Because today, when I'm driving in, I don't know if you came in from the burbs, Ron, or where you were, but on the digital printout signs, there was recognition of National Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, you know, there's several incarnations of it. You know what I'm saying? We have, I mean, there's also the Friday after Thanksgiving is is Indigenous Peoples Day. November's Native American Heritage Month. I mean, the fact of the matter, it's already there. And look, Lisa, we want them to have their own day. We really do. Everybody deserves their own day, including us. And it's been our day since 1891, and all of a sudden, they want to take it away. It's not that they want the day. They want to take ours away because we want them to have the day. Why wouldn't we? We want everybody to have the day.
Yeah.
Ron, Steve, I don't know if you are aware of this, probably not, but there's the Abraham Lincoln statue in the Gold Coast neighborhood was defaced earlier today, painted red as if blood, and then some spray paint on the the body of the statue, they said for the Dakota 38, which was a mass hanging in the 19th century. So here we are again. I just wonder what you make of that.
Well, you know, these people just don't know history. I mean, if you want to do a mass lynching, let's go back to 1891. That's where Columbus Day started. 1891, 11 Sicilian men in New Orleans were wrongly hanged and lynched by over 5,000 people, the largest mass lynching in American history. And it was done to 11 men who were found innocent of killing a police captain in New Orleans. And because of that, President Harrison created Columbus Day in honor of the 400th anniversary, the Columbian Exposition of 1892, but also to prevent a war because Italy was so much up in arms. So there's so much about history, and that's what we're saying, Steve. I mean, you know, look at the facts. We have facts. And at the end of the day, it's not as much about the man or his accomplishments. It's more about what the icon has come to mean to us Italian Americans, in that these are traditions and our heritage and our culture that we've been enjoying for 130 years. And what can happen to us can happen to any ethnic group. And I must say, if I may, just for another moment, one of the biggest reasons or causes of pride for us in this parade is the fact that we invite so many other ethnic groups. We had over 25 Polish and Mexican and Korean and Pakistan. It was just wonderful, wonderful. The way it should be, a celebration of all cultures that represent the mosaic of this great country. That is what today is really for all of us, and that's what this parade is about.
Ron Onesti is the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, and of course today was the Columbus Day Parade. Many places are closed. Kids aren't in school. It's a celebration that's taken place forever. So I guess federally it's been recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day. But I recognize Columbus as an explorer. I don't necessarily buy into that he discovered America, but he's certainly a great explorer, and I love everything that Italian Americans have contributed to not only Chicago, but our culture overall. So where's the party go from here? I know you didn't just have the parade and you're all going home. Where is the party going, Ron?
Oh, man, the meatballs are flowing. It's a big party. We're doing Casa Italia in Stone Park. We do an after party, and it's just a very, very cool thing. You know, everybody's coming. Again, it's a celebration for us, and that's what we want all ethnic groups to realize. This is important to us, the way all your cultural aspects, your traditions are important to you. And that's why we want everybody to share on this special day.
You know, I follow you on social media all the time. So what they look like croissants with chocolate yesterday. What are those things, and what were you making?
Yeah. They were. They're called cornetti in Italy. They have, that's what they have. You know, remember, they don't have breakfast. There's no 2-2-2 out there in Italy. All you got is you got those cornetti and cappuccino in the morning.
Well, it looked good, and it looked like you made a bundle of them. Is that what you were serving this morning to all your friends in the parade, or what?
Actually, not to for my friends, but we have it was really cool at least this year. We had a complete delegation from Italy. We had the mayors of Milan and Genoa, the city where Columbus was born. We had the mayor here. We had the mayor of a Sicilian city. We had the mayor of Milan. I mean, it was a great Italian delegation. Because, you know, one of the journalists had said last year, asking this question, why do you care so much about Columbus? The Italians don't even care. I proved that. We proved that. The new minister sent us some.
You are breaking up so bad, Ron. You must be walking. You must be walking because your phone is breaking up.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
But tell us what the delegation from Italy said. What did they say?
Well, you know, the journalist said that Italy doesn't even care about Columbus. Why should you? And so we had to prove them wrong. Italy does care about Columbus, about what he has come to mean to Italian Americans, and what Italian Americans mean to Italians. You know, perpetuate the culture. Remember, the country of Italy only sits in the state of Arizona. So look at what this little country has done for the development of this great country. And that's what we're just trying to perpetuate.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ron. We appreciate it. Go on. Keep walking and get to your party and your meatballs, okay?
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. And coming up at 4:15, maybe a little later than that. I'm trying to see where it is. Oh, here we go. It's actually later in the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to talk to the executive director of Mitchell Museum of the American Indian. We'll talk about Indigenous Peoples Day as well. Get their viewpoint. That is on the way. Steve's newscast is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.